is brought to you by Head Start Basketball.
Hello and welcome to the Hoopheads Podcast. It's Mike Linsing here hosting this month's Coach's Corner Roundtable. Our question for this month is, what are one or two intangibles or life lessons that you teach your players using the game of basketball? Make sure you have a notepad in front of you as you listen and learn from some of the best. I'm going to turn the show over to our all-star panel of coaches from across the country who will share their thoughts on teaching more than just the game. Jeff DiPelto, Christ School, Arden, North Carolina.
What's going on, Hoopheads? This is Jeff DiPelto from Christ School in Asheville, North Carolina. I am responding to this month's roundtable prompt of what are one or two intangibles or life lessons you teach your players using the game of basketball. One thing that I believe very strongly is that basketball is a great teacher of resiliency. Throughout the course of a game, throughout the course of a practice, there are things that are not going to go your way. A team might make a run. You may perform poorly in a drill, and you have to respond. And just like in life, things are not going to go your way all the time. And really, a sign of true character is how you respond when things don't go your way. And so I think that's a great lesson that all players learn throughout the course of a game, practice, a season, is how do you respond when things aren't going your way. So if I can teach guys to be resilient, I feel like myself and my coaching staff are doing a really great job. Thank you. Hope everybody's doing well.
Joe Harris, former head coach at Lake Chelan High School in the state of Washington.
This is Joe Harris from Chelan High School. We've been asked to share some life lessons that we teach as a teachable moment using the game of basketball. Basketball to me is more than a sport. It's really a way of life. If all we do with our players is teach them how to dribble, pass, shoot, rebound, block out, we're really missing out on a tremendous opportunity we can have to help them become better people. Basketball is more than just a game. It teaches values that you can live by forever. Discipline, leadership, respect, sacrifice, and loyalty, facing adversity. These are things you can live by long after the game. It's really about life, the emotion, and the passion that comes with it. There's so many lessons that can be learned by playing the game of basketball. A couple of those are working for and with other people. You devote yourself to a greater cause, something that is greater than yourself. These hold true to both in sport and in life. Being a servant and a great teammate to others finds itself in all walks of life, whether you're a parent, a spouse, a co-worker in your workplace, and so many others rely on you working together and with other people. Overcoming adversity is so crucial in sport as well. This game trains you to test yourself, to accept the risk of failure, and to fight through those everyday battles that we all face. The journey of sports really is about overcoming all of these things and being able to prepare yourself for something beyond the game.
Nick LaGalbo, Lane Tech High School, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Nick LaGalbo from Lane Tech High School in Chicago. Two life lessons that we teach the young men in our program through the game of basketball. Two that have actually been pretty timely for us this season. Number one, how you do anything is how you do everything. We've been talking a lot about attention to detail, caring about the small things. Obviously, little things make big things happen. How you do anything, from how you carry yourself in the hallways, how you keep your locker, how you treat your teammates, not just in between the lines, but outside of the lines, how you behave in the classroom, all those things. How you do anything is how you do everything. There's a standard that elite level people set for themselves, and we want the game of basketball to help teach our young men how to set that standard. And another really important lesson is just about being in the moment and understanding that moments are fleeting and that how you handle transitions are very important. So we always say, be where your feet are, be in the moment, but also obviously as soon as that moment's on, it's just like the game of basketball, we're in that transition period, right, which is crucial. So we talk about next play. You know, be where your feet are, compete in this moment, But when this moment's over, you have to transition. You have to be right into next play mode. You can't hang your head on what's already happened. So those are a couple lessons that we teach at Lane Tech, things that have obviously been stuck with me for a long time as a coach and that I use in my life with my children and with my family and with everyone that I meet. So hope those are helpful. Can't wait to hear what the other guys have to say. Thanks again for all that you do.
Matt Pugh, Pure Sweat, basketball skills trainer.
Hey guys, Matt Pugh here, skills coach with Pure Sweat Basketball. I wanted to say thanks real quickly for allowing me the opportunity to hop on here and kind of give you my two cents here on this week's question, which was, what are one or two intangibles or life lessons that I teach with my players using the game of basketball? And as I thought about that, a couple things come to mind for me. One thing that I think is a big separator for not just young people, but people in general is I think one thing we try to stress is the execution of a plan. A lot of times we think about a plan. We have all good intentions to do things and make changes and make improvements. And we come up with a plan, but executing that plan, I think, is a big time difference maker and a big time separator. And that's one thing that I really try to preach to our players as an intangible through basketball is, here's the plan. Now, what's the process going to be to execute it? Because you have to be able to execute. If you're not executing, then it's just a dream, and you're just talking about it. The way you turn that into a reality and results is through executing that plan. I think the other thing that I would say is that I think it's a big deal in when people make sure that what they're actually doing is matching what they're talking about. You know, we live in a society and a world right now where everybody has a voice with all the social platforms. Everybody has a voice and everybody can talk and everybody can say their piece and everybody can say they're doing this and they're doing that. And they're, you know, you see it all the time. You know, they're in the gym, I'm grinding, ball, you know, ball is life and all these other things. And they're showing you those things and talking about those things on their social accounts, but are they actually doing what they're talking about doing? You know, I think that's a big thing, and that's something that I always try to hold my kids accountable and our players accountable with is, hey, it's great that we're talking about doing A, B, and C, but your actions better match what you're talking about. You know, and so trying to get them to understand that what they do is so much more important than what they say, and making sure that both of those things are equal. So, kind of to bring that full circle, those are two things that I think are really important and are really big difference makers, and things that we try to constantly stay in the ear of our players about is making sure that you're doing what you're talking about, and then also now executing the plan. Come up with a plan, make sure that it's purposeful, make sure that it's efficient, that you're not wasting time, it's not full of fluff, but executing that plan. Thanks a lot, guys, for having me on. I appreciate it.
Don Showalter, USA Basketball.
Hey, Don Showalter here with USA Basketball. The statement was a couple tangibles and life lessons that are used to teach players. I think the first life lesson that I always try to do is that you're really not going to progress the way you want to without getting out of your comfort zone. This is not only a basketball situation, but it's for anything else that you deal with in life, whether it's a job or whether it's family. You have to get out of your comfort zone in order to really make the most out of your position, whatever that may be, and or in order to improve in that. Second thing, I think passion brings success. You have to have a huge amount of passion for whatever you do, and that passion is going to rub off on other people around you, but also it's going to set the stage for success for you individually in your job and for you individually in raising a family or whatever, what else that may be. Thank you.
John Schulman, president and CEO of the 720 Sports Group and former head coach at the University of Tennessee, Chattanooga.
Life lessons in basketball. This is John Schulman. A couple that come to mind is first of all, just dealing with adversity, dealing with losing a game, at the buzzer. You don't want to come back to practice the next day. You don't want to go to school the next day. You just kind of want to just go into your own little shell. And that's something that you can't do. We used to talk about it all the time when I was at Chattanooga is I've got a wife and kids, and I've got to get up. Even the days that you don't feel like getting up and going to work, you got to do that because you got to support your family, and you got to bring home a paycheck to take care of your family. And so it's the same thing about getting up and going to practice the next day. Very few times in life are you just going to have just everything be perfect. You're going to have losses along the way. You're going to have adversity along the way, and you're going to have to deal with it. The biggest thing that I try to do is in basketball is our motto was risk it all. And to risk it all means that you can have no excuses. You rip open your chest, you expose your heart, and you go for it. So if you have great success, you're ecstatic. And if you don't have success, you're devastated. And that's how you, what I think is that's how you have to go through life. To attain what you want to attain, to attain the greatest things in life, you got to go for it. Whether it be a relationship, whether it be a job, whether it be a business idea. And so I think as a coach, you got to get rid of the excuses, and you got to help your kids and your players get rid of all excuses so they can risk it all and make sure that the game gets their unbelievable effort so they don't have an excuse and so they don't have this and they don't have that. So if you win, you have an ecstatic result, and if you lose, you're devastated. And I think that's a great way to go through life. And those are two of my life lessons that I try to do through basketball.
Joe Stasizian, Director of Unleashed Potential.
Joe Stasizian, Unleashed Potential. The question is, what are some life lessons that you teach your players through the game of basketball? Well, I think the big one for me, and I started this out early in my career, is I've always tried to speak the truth to my players. I think all players need to have someone who's a truth teller. And I think as a coach, if you speak the truth to them, that's something that they will carry on later in life. A lot of times, I would talk to players and say, there's some things that we need to discuss. I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear, but I'm going to tell you what you need to hear. And I just think that holds them accountable. And then I think that teaches them how to be accountable throughout life, whether it's in a job somewhere or maybe in school or just in relationships and people you deal with. So I think all players need to have someone, a truth teller. I think the coach is someone who could be a very, very good truth teller for the players. You know, it's often been said, I know I've heard this quote different times, that uncoachable players become unemployable adults. So I think, they have to be able to accept coaching. They have to be able to fight through adversity. And I can think personally of the lessons I learned through my playing days of basketball that, when you're working hard to achieve a goal and you suffer some setbacks, you get yourself back off the floor as a player and you make yourself better. And I think those lessons carry on through life. So I think those two things, telling the truth, okay, having them be able to accept the truth, to tell the truth, and to live the truth, something that I've heard Kevin Eastman say many, many times. I just feel that that's very, very important for players to learn as a life lesson, that you can't ever go wrong with speaking the truth and accepting the truth. I just think that's very important. And then also, accepting coaching and accepting a boss later on in life, maybe having you do something that you really don't like to do or want to do. I think that basketball can teach us many, many life lessons, and I think they are two of the really, really big ones that I think that I know as a player I carried on through the rest, throughout my career in education and as a teacher or as a coach. And those lessons I learned I learned through playing basketball. So I try to extend those. I try to extend those to the players that I coached throughout the years.
John Wilcombe, author of Walk On Warrior.
Hey everyone, this is John Wilcombe, author of Walk On Warrior. Super excited to be answering the roundtable question for week three regarding what are 1 to 2 intangibles or life lessons that you teach your players using the game of basketball. First one for me would definitely be discipline. Discipline starts with getting up in the morning, showing up to workouts when you want to be sleeping. It goes to touching every line during a sprint, making eye contact when a coach is talking to you, being respectful of your teammates, and just overall doing the things that are often uncomfortable because you know deep down they're going to make you a better player and a better team. So discipline would be first for me. Second one is definitely gratitude. I think we can be gracious winners and losers, but one thing that we learn through basketball is that we have an incredible opportunity to play this awesome game, to learn from each other, to grow as a group as the season progresses. And the minute you take that for granted, you grow up to be the same age as all of us coaches, and you wish you could go back and play another game. So have that gratitude just for the opportunity to be physically able to play this wonderful game. I think if you have that attitude, you'll show up every day super excited to want to be a part of something special.
Thanks to our all-star panel of coaches for sharing 1 or 2 life lessons or intangibles that they teach their players using the game of basketball. And to everyone out there, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on our next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Hoopheads podcast, presented by Head Start Basketball.